阿弥陀佛，这样子呢？后面可以听到吗？
Can everyone hear me？
今天大家都忆佛了，对不对？那里面是忆谁啊？
So everyone has bathed the Buddha. So I want to ask, who did you just bathe？
大家都知道，就是借着这个忆佛的法会啊，那我们来就拿着水来，然后象征的什么，把佛的身体洗干净啊。当然知道这个就是在洗涤什么我们的身心，我们叫做用智慧水洗涤我们的身心。
So we know, coming here by celebrating Buddha's birthday, we use water to bathe the little Buddha statue, but actually we're, using this way to bathe, use this wisdom water to bathe our mind and body.
我想应该每个人每天都有洗澡嘛，哈。但是你们每天有没有洗心？
I believe everyone will take a shower every day, but I wonder whether everyone will clean their mind, clean up their mind every day.
心很抽象，但是是比身体还重要的。
Well, mind sounds like sounds very abstract, but body is tangible and it seems very important to us.
这一个身体大概那肯定大概是没有每天洗，大概也两三天洗一次，冬天可能可以一个礼拜啊，或是更久一点的，身体大概就会常常会洗，但是可能很多人从来可能没有过洗过心啊。
Well, even if you're lazy, you probably will wash your body a few times a week or once a week at least in winter. So most people wash their body very often, but I wonder, some people may never have, clean up their mind or wash their mind.
譬如说骂人这样骂人啊，贪这样贪啊，大概可能没有，从来大概可能没有想过，就是少贪一些啊。少骂一些这样子。
So, when we are greedy, when we say dirty words, we probably never thought to ourselves, maybe we should become less greedy, or maybe we should be more mindful and not say less dirty words. Curse.
也就是在洗的时候，我们讲说是洗我们的烦恼，那烦恼非常抽象啊。我们一般会叫做什么贪嗔痴、
So when we say cleanse our mind, it sounds abstract, but we are referring to the three poisons in our mind: greed, hatred, and ignorance.
比如我在讲的时候，你听得觉得无聊，你会不会觉得是起嗔心或是起一痴心
？So for example.I'm giving this talk. If you feel bored, would you give rise to the mind of, being bored or even a little agitated?
可能觉得是法师这个讲得这么差劲，你没有想到自己起嗔心啊，也没有想到说叫要洗一洗你的心啊。
So when you give rise to the thought of, wow, this talk it really sucks. Are you aware of that thought and have ever occurred to you maybe you should try to cleanse your mind?
对，大部分人会觉得，这外境有问题，我没有问题啊。其实这时候心什么脏了啊，就要这个拿水洗一洗啊。
So most people will feel.The environment or other people has a problem, not that I have a problem. So when they, give rise to not that pleasant thoughts. So it's very important actually not just wash our body, but also pay attention to our mind and cleanse our mind.
也就是说，我怎么讲，讲得这么糟糕，那你都欢喜充满，那你才要什么？你才在喜心啊。
So, the, you know, a good test to see if you're cleansing your mind is really, no matter how bad my talk is, you're still very happy, you're very joyful.
因为你觉得无聊，还觉得欢喜充满，是谁的心在操作？
Because you understand whether you feel bored or whether you're full of joy,You understand whose mind is in place, whose mind is working.
啊，这一个就是即使你听得欢喜充满呢，也只是喜部分而已，并没有全部喜气。
However, even you feel joyful, listen to the talk, no matter whether the talk is good or bad, you only cleanse the part of your mind.
你们知道有哪一部你们没有洗到吗
？Do you know which part of the mind that you haven't touched, haven't cleaned up yet？
嗯，不知道啊，因为你认为你在听，有一个你在听什么？听我讲那一部分就是很脏的东西，就是有什么有你在什么听我讲，那就是什么？我们佛教就是有我，这就是最脏的，但是。我们一般人都不知道要洗这个部分啊。
Yeah, so, most people probably don't have a clue when I say which part of the mind that you haven't touched, haven't cleaned up yet. So, so let's take a step back. Even you feel joyful, no matter the talk is good or bad, there's still parts of mind haven't been cleaned up yet. That's the most difficult part to clean up. That is the mind that give rise to the concept of that I am listening. So once you have the concept I am listening this, your talk, then that's actually already the hardest part that we need to clean up, that the duality, you and the rest of the world.
这边很多人可能就是不知道要洗这一部分，也可能都从来可能不知道这个概念啊，实际上这个就是华生的概念啊。
So most people probably are not aware that this part need to be cleaned up at all. The part that there's a concept of I and you and duality. This is connected to the concept of Dharma body.
你们会不会觉得坐在这边的是法师，然后坐在椅子上的是你
？So, do you feel like right now sitting on this elevated altar is 法师 and the person sitting on your chair is you? Do you feel that way?
不是这样子的人请举手，你不是这样子。
Please raise your hand if you don't feel that way.
对啊，那就是你把这个。我现在坐在佛像前面这个色相还有这个色相产生的声音当成法师嘛那你把你坐在你椅子上那个色相当成是一个人嘛我们说这个什么无我相无人相嘛但是我们就是有人相有我相嘛
So most people probably take the physical body that's sitting on the altar and the soundfrom this physical body as 法师 and most people probably would take the physical bodies that's sitting on your chair right now as I. So even in the sutra, we often say there's no self, no other forms, but in reality, we take this physical body as I and take other people's physical body as other people.
如果你认为我在这边，那你坐在那边，那叫脏。那这个你一天有脏几次
？So if we define being dirty as, if you think the body, the physical body is you and the physical body of others as others, then how dirty are you? Have you ever even cleaned up your mind at all?
可 可能不知道我在讲什么哈。
So probably most people don't understand what I'm talking about.
这一部分，如果你懂的话，你就发觉这个是随时随地都要什么？我们现在讲说要习。
So if you actually if you can understand what I'm talking about, you will understand that we actually have to pay attention to our mind or clean up our mind every minute.
所以同样的道理，等一下，结束以后，你们的身体回家还是你回家？如果你认为你身体回家，那就要洗一洗，因为。不是你认为你回家的话，那你就要洗一洗，因为身体回家，你有没有回家？
So, for the same reason, if after this talk, after this celebration today, you leave this temple and you felt like, oh, I'm going home. If you give rise to this thought, then your mind actually is not clean yet because you still think.Need still take this physical body of I as I and I'm going home. But actually, are you really going home?
我们任何一个时间，总是大概应该有三样东西哈，我们叫做色身、法身、报身，出现在你每个当下啊。
So we believe at every moment there are three types of bodies talked in Buddhism. One is Dharma body, one is physical body, second is Dharma body, the third type is retribution body.
那色身都知道，色身就是你现在坐在这个椅子上的身体。法身就是能感知这个身体坐在椅子上，但它无形无相，没来没去。
So, the first type, physical body, I think it's easy to understand. So everyone who, you know, the physical part that sitting on the chair is your physical body. And that's not hard to understand. The second is Dharma body. So we say Dharma body is the formless thing that can...has the ability to perceive that you're sitting on the chair. And Dharma body is formless and not going anywhere, not coming from anywhere.
那有时候法身又叫做什么？又叫做空性，有时候又叫做真心，有时候又叫做佛性。
So,In Buddhism, we refer to this Dharma body also as emptiness or your Buddha nature.
我们在练心经不是有讲吗？是诸法空相，有没有？不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。
So in the Heart Sutra, we say, all phenomenon is empty. So, all phenomenon is empty does not...increase, does not decrease, is not clean and is not unclean.
不生不灭。
The Dharma body does not rise, does not perish.
哦，现在还很多啊，什么没色声香味触法，什么一大堆的有没有？什么什么都没有，有没有
？Yeah, in the Heart Sutra, it's also mentioned.The emptiness, the true Dharma body, does not give rise to the form, taste, sound, smell, touch.
Thought,
yeah.
你念心经就有一大堆没有没有没有，对不对？可是我们现实上有有有，对不对？
So in the sutra it says there's no sound, smell, taste, touch, thought, but in reality we have everything. We have all the phenomenon.
声音是你还是被你听到的？
So is sound, if you talk, the sound is it you or is what you perceive?
还有你的身体是被你感知的还是 能感知的。
And also your body, your physical body, is it something that you perceived or that body has the ability to perceive?
哦，我们可以知道，就是声音讲了就什么就消失了，可是能感知的心有没有消失
？So we understand the sound once we speak or talk, the sound will.After we finish our talking, the sound will be gone. It won't be there forever. But your ability to perceive that sound, is it gone with the sound as well?
所以，声音是你讲的还是你？
So the sound from your talking, is it you or is it something else?
所以如果你把能感知声音还能讲话的那一个能力当成你会比较合乎佛法，因为它不会消失。可是声音讲起来讲的时候有，可是它讲完以后就消失。
Therefore, if you take, the ability to perceive the sound and the ability to talk as you, maybe it actually makes more sense because that ability won't go away. It will always be there. Instead of the sound that we make will immediately disappear when we stop.
如果你说我是好人，我是好妈妈，我是好爸爸，你这样嘴巴这么讲，那你心里这么想，那请问这个是被你讲的话还是你？
So when we say, oh, we are a good person, I'm a good person, I'm a good mother, I'm a good father. Is it the sound that you make or is it you? You're talking about you. And then, yeah, also you think this way.
我们常常讲说，我从来不说谎，对不对？请问这句话是不是你
？So we may say, oh, I never lie. So is it you when you say I never lie? Is
还有说你听不懂，请问这听不懂是你还是你的想法？
So now you might be confused and you say, oh, I don't understand what you're talking about. So is it your thought? Is it just a thought or is it you?
有没有听懂？还是不知道我在讲什么？
Did you get it? Do you understand what I'm talking about?
如果你不懂的话，那你就别想洗法身了。
Well, so, but if you don't understand what I'm talking about, it's impossible for you to bathe your Dharma body.
要洗法身就是说，这个根本就不是你的法身，或是那个根本就不是你，那你把它当成是你，那这个要转换叫做洗。
So, to be able to bathe your Dharma body, you have to understand.What type of phenomenon is not you, and you won't mistaken that phenomenon as you, and then you're able to wash.
因为我们从生下来，甚至是更早以前呢，从生下来到死，大概可能大概有九成多的人是什么，把被感知到的现象当成自己。
So for most people from birth to death, all of the time we take the phenomenon that we perceive as I.
那我们用佛法的名称叫做什么？你把五蕴有没有？五蕴的身体当成你有没有？
So in Buddhism we say, you know, we take the five aggregates of the body as I.
因为你把你身体当成你，所以我们就会 我们说产生能所，然后贪嗔。
Because you take your physical body as you, you give rise to duality. There's I and there's subject, there's object, and then you give rise to greed and hatred.
只要你认为身体是你，你的身体就跟环境就变成什么对立，对不对？
Because as long as you think this physical body is you, and immediately divide yourself, the self from the outside environment.
那只要 你的身体跟环境是对立的，那就会我们就是有外境和你的什么意，对不对？或是外境不合理的意，那合理的意就产生什么贪，不合意就什么嗔。
So, as long as you think this physical body is you, you divide it up, you and the rest of the world, then you give rise to the concept of this outside world. Then if the outside world does not work the way that you wish it works, that works for you, then you give rise to agitated mind, gives rise to anger. And if the outside world functions, works the way that you liked it to be, then you give rise to attachment, to greed.
你的心跟外境可不可以合一？
So, is there a way that to, is that way to combine the outside world and this physical self? Make it one?
有啦，睡觉的时候就合一了啊。
Yes, there is a way, actually. When you dream, actually, those two objects, subjects become one.
因为有时候不做梦了，做梦可能还是会有，就是睡着以后，身体跟外在就什么，就合一，但是你不知道。
Of course, we're talking about a non-dreaming state. But unfortunately, you are not aware of that state when you sleep.
如果你在睡觉，但是什么都没有，但是你又清醒的话，那也没有就是外境不合你的意的。
So let's imagine you're sleeping and you're not dreaming, and you're also alert, aware of what's going on. Then is there at that moment do you feel there's outside world and another separate physical I?
有没有可能，比如说我们现在很清楚，但是我们的身体跟外境，是融合为一。
So is it possible that right now we're very alert, we are very mindful of all things are going, but at the same time, our mind and the outside world are united?
如果你的身体，身心跟外境合一，甚至你的法身跟你的什么色身合一，那这样的话，你要不要抱怨说那个人老是这样对待我？
So, if your body, your physical body and the outside environment are united, and your physical body and that your Dharma body are united, would you still be complaining that how could that people treat me that way?
昨天我去 New Jersey, 然后有个菩萨就在讲，他说有好像是一个法师的样子，这法师非常什么，就是情绪的，然后就是说我告诉你哦，我这么生气的我还是无我相、无人相、无众生相哦。
So yesterday when I was in New Jersey, someone told me a storyThat, so there was a monastic, he seemed to become emotional and got angry, but he was still saying, well, even while I'm angry, my mind still functions as a way there's, no self, there's no form of self, no form of others, and no forms of the outside environment.
请问是那个法师无我相是真的还是假的？还是这一个讲的人无偶像呢？
So I want to ask you, when the person who told me this story that there's a monastic, when the monastic got angry, he's still claiming that his mind was functioning as no state of no self. So I want to ask you, is a monastic in that story functioned as no self, or the person told me the story, that person's mind was functioning as no self?
有一次师父就突然间就跟我们这样讲的时候，突然间去骂一个我们一个宝贝徒弟很生气啊，声音很大声。我们一个法师说，我们法师就很注意看看师父到底是不是真的生气还是假的。哦，对，这是真的生气了。
So yeah, another time, when Shifu was still around, we were having a normal conversation, and suddenly Shifu scolded a disciple of his, and the other person was observing Shifu, was seeing whether Shifu got really a real anger. Is it real anger or not?
我问各位一个问题，就是开悟的人无我相无人相的人，只要一生气就变成有我相，还是照样无我相。
So I want to ask you a question. People who are already enlightened, when they get angry and they have this angry all the angry characteristics, are they really angry? They will immediately give rise to the duality mind, or are they not?
我再问一个问题，活骂不骂人？
So I want to ask you another question. Do you think the Buddha will scold people?
你们有没有看过在今年看到活骂人，有没有？
Have you read in the script in classic texts that Shikamoni would scold people?
或许活骂人就是说你这样是有错误的，你要怎么样才叫做无偶像，如果说你怎么可以这样子，那就变成有偶像是吧。
Did the classic text mention that when Shikamuni Buddha taught calmly or scolded people, gently said, oh, you're wrong, you cannot do this, but if she changed his tone, would say, no, you cannot do this, would that counted as Buddha was functioned as with dualistic mind?
我记得有一次有一个禅师就是有一个徒弟就是去找一个禅师，那刚好在船上，那一个徒弟就什么就问禅师，禅师就把他什么把他丢到水里面去让他浮起来，那禅师又把他什么压下去请问禅师有偶像还是无人像还是无偶像？
So this reminds me of a story I read. So one time there was a disciple went to talk to a Chan master in a boat. So the Chan master pushed him to the water, and then when the disciple came up from the water, the Chan master on the boat pushed him down to water again. So I want to ask you, by doing that, does that Chan master give rise to the thought of you and I and give rise to the dualistic mind?
你知道那个这边他已经吃水了，但是蒸起来以后把它掐去以后，结果他什么开悟了。有没有听过这个故事？
So, the disciple, well, the first time he was pushed to the water, and he came up from the water. When he was about to get out of the water, the Chan master pushed him down to water again, and at that moment, he got enlightened. Have you ever heard this story?
有看过这个故事的人请举手。
Please raise your hands if you heard this story before.
对啊，那个禅师不只是凶哦，还是要人家的命，对不对？
So, yes, seemingly, this Chan master was not only very intimidating, but also wants to kill you.
所以重点是 你无偶像，你自己已经超越，就是什么人我的分别，或是没有能手的时候，其实你做什么，都还是在那种状态，还是无我相、无人相。
So actually, for enlightened beings, once they are enlightened and their mind go beyond the dualistic mind, no matter what they do, they are still doing that phenomenon, creating that phenomenon within that mind frame, which is non-dualistic mind. There's no self and no other people.
这个不太容易懂，但是懂了以后，你要什么意你的法身，就比较知道怎么下手啊。
Yes, I understand the theory. This is not easy to understand, but actually, if you can understand, it is much easier to bathe your Dharma body.
啊，这个不是理论啊，这个是是一个就是可以实践的什么的经验。
Of course, this is not just intellectual understanding. This actually is experience that you can practice, you can accumulate.
因为我们的心啊，本来都一直在这种我们说什么无我无助的状态。
Because our Buddha nature, our true mind is always in a state of non-abiding, in a state of not dwelling anywhere.
你们现在听，你是有能手的听，还是没有能手的听？
So right now you're listening to my talk. Is your mind functioning with duality or your mind functioning without duality?
连我讲都有，我在讲，你们在听啊，应该你们也是这样子吧。
Do you feel that I am talking and you're listening?
不过我懂这个道理，是可以什么，想办法洗，想办法讲，还是照讲，但是是可以什么，可以没有我在讲，没有你在听，那这样就等于在洗什么。就让你的法身显现，就洗在洗法身啊。
But actually, you can try to see if you can drop the self, drop you, I, and just let it be just talking, just listening. And by doing that, your body, your true Buddha nature, your Dharma body will automatically manifest.
其实这个你正在听的时候，永远是没有能手的。
Actually, when you are listening, there is no duality.
你们相不相信你的心一直都在没有能手的状态？
Do you believe your true mind actually is always in a state of non-duality?
哎呀，可能有些人听过了，大概可能知道是怎么一回事啊。
So people who have heard my talks before might understand what is going on.
如果你的心不是任何时间都处在没有能手的状态，你就不可能回到没有能手的状态。
Because if your mind, your true mind is not always in a state of non-duality, if you don't already have that true mind, you won't be able to get it at all.
就说你会觉得你好像有你在听我，那事实上在每个当下那个心都是什么，都是没有能所不动的，无相的。
So, even when you feel as if you are listening to my talk, as if you feel there's duality, you still have a true Buddha nature, that Dharma body, that within you, that are able, let you able to hear this talk. That true Buddha nature, that Dharma body actually is unmoving and formless.
你只要访问现在谁在听，可能就可以慢慢发现，诶，真的哦，是这样子哦，谁在听？
As long as you direct your mind inward and ask that question, who is listening now? And eventually, you might be able to find it.
可能有没有问过说，你们刚才这样坐在这边，有没有想着说，诶，谁在听？有没有动这样的念头？
Does anyone sit here ever give rise to the thought who is listening right now?
或者说华是在讲什么？
Or would you give rise to the thought of what the abbot is talking about?
你说华是在讲什么跟诶谁在听是不是同一颗心？
So are those two states of mind giving rise to two different questions are the same mind?
但是你如果想说，诶，华师在讲什么时候？这时候你心里面浮出一堆念头，你是在抓什么？抓念头啊？华师在讲什么？请问那个华师是你的念头还是华师？
But actually, when you ask,What the abbot is talking about when you give rise to that thought, give rise to that question in your mind, your mind is immediately, will giving answers to that question or the abbot that in your thought will trigger a lot of images or a lot of information you try to connect.
也就是说如果你懂说诶华师在讲什么诶那个华师是我的念头。你如果你懂这一个，那在访问那谁在听的时候，你就发觉你的心本来是往外的，现在变成什么往内的。
So if you can understand actually when you ask self that question, what the abbot is talking about, you understand when you give rise to a thought, the thought of abbot is actually just your thought. Then when you ask another question, who is listening?You will understand to direct your mind inward to search the answer.
也就是说我们那个时间一个是往外去什么去抓相一个是往内什么反观什么叫什么回光什么反照。
So the difference is, when you understandwhen you understand your thoughts, when you understand all kinds of thoughts you have are actually try to, looking outside, reaching outside for answer, try to grasp all sorts of phenomenon for answer, then you will understand the true answer actually lies within and you have to look into your own mind to find it.
我们可能常常听到是什么把负面的转为正面的，请问这一个有没有回光返照
？So we often encourage people to transform the negatives in negative things into positive things. Is it a way of looking within?
我们一般人就很努力的把什么？负面的转为什么正面的那可能比较少的人想到说那知道负面的那是谁大概很多人不太会用这个方法、啊、
So most people will working very hard try to turn negative things or things that not working for you turn them into things that are working for you try to work on the outside environmentThis is what most people will do. But really, has anyone ever asked who is perceive this thing as negative?
如果这样问的话，还有没有什么 negative, positive?
So if you ever ask that question from this angle, would you ever ask yourself what is negative, what is positive, how to turn the negative into positive?
你在反问的时候算不算在洗法身
And when you ask yourself these questions, are you actually bathing your Dharma body?
听得听得一愣一愣的、啊、
So most people seemed confused already.
我有几个人在摇头了、
啊、Most, some people are shaking their head.
听我的东西要有一种禅修的基础嘛。
Yes, I understand the talk might be a little bit profound, so you have to have some basic understandings about Buddhism to be able to understand.
Yeah, 要禅修基础。
Oh, you have to be able some basic practice, Chan practice to be able to understand.
因为我们的心，如果你是光纯了解的，你是用你的心去什么？去抓一个念头，换一个念头，换一个念头，换一个念头。那我现在讲的东西是你的心换掉念头，那回过来问。
Because if you just understand the Buddhism intellectually, you're still grasping intellectual concepts, thoughts. You're grasping from this one to that one to that one. And what I'm saying is letting go of all your thoughts, letting go all of your notions, concepts, and look within your mind.
所以如果说讲说什么以智慧水什么来洗什么洗我们的心就听懂了嘛，可是你还是什么用概念换概念。
So that's why I'm saying using wisdom water to bathe your Dharma body.But you probably are still grasping one concept to another.
所以这边我们有个叫五浊众生令离垢啊，五浊。
So here we have written in Chinese.
法师，五浊是
怀疑，就是。你可以讲说是什么？这Echo 五浊怎么讲
？Filthy 啊 ，Tibetica five Tibet is that filthy something like 是浊是污浊吗？
五浊啊。
Yes, five filthy well, sentient beings. So we'll try to make the filthy sentient beings away from the filthy stuff.
这个浊就是脏啦，实际上就是脏。
That's right. So basically, talking about sentient beings, your mind is pretty filthy.
如果你能够离开五浊，那你的心，你的那个法身就显现。
So if you can cleanse up your mind, then your Dharma body will appear, will manifest.
那我来再讲一下五浊，因为五浊这一个，大家也比较少用啊，少听到。那如果是《阿弥陀经》，就会常讲到五浊什么，五浊恶世啊。
So I'll expound on the five filthy things that the Amitabha Sutra mentioned.
那五浊就是什么？劫浊、见浊、烦恼浊。众生浊，还有什么？命浊。
嗯，法师，第一个浊是什么？
就脏。劫就是卡巴，就是。
是什么意思啊？
就是劫在一劫之前。
Okay, so the first is the five. We are going to describe the five states of filthy mind. The first is the first type of filthy is.The thought before enlightenment. Is that right?
我没有听。反正就是，一般理解的劫浊，就是说我们这个时代，然后有什么有刀兵、有战争，那叫劫浊。
So the first type refers to.The world we're living in has all kinds of wars, and all kinds of wars that disasters in our world.
但是如果是 我们用楞严经的讲法，就是什么？你的心，你现前的心有虚空，那叫劫着。
But from the Sharagama Sutra's point of view, our mind perceive there's empty space, and that is one type of filthy state.
我们现在是不是心跟虚空是两样东西？有没有？你感觉到虚，看到虚空，有没有？
So right now, we feel our mind and empty space are two different things.
所以这一个，只要是你的心跟虚空是两样东西，那你就会什么，就会有什么，有来去。我要回家了，对不对？因为你在虚空里面嘛，你跟虚空是两样东西。
So as long as you feel your mind and the empty space are two different things, are separate, then you will give rise to the concept of going and coming.
哦，这个。这要花很多时间解释哈，另外一个是见着，见着就是我们说这个一般比较容易了解的叫见着，就是什么，就很多人邪见啊，断见啊。
The second type of filthy mind is connected with your wrong views.
但是楞严经讲的见着是你的心要透过四大所组成的六根去感知，那叫见着。
But when this is addressed in Sharagama Sutra, it is actually referring to that we have to perceive the mind, the world through our physical body and six sense organs.
也就是说，你的心透过眼睛看到色相，透过耳朵听到声音，透过身体感觉到任何东西，透过你这个四大去感到，那就叫见着。
So this means, we can only see things through our eyes, and we can hear sounds through our ears, and we can, perceive things through our physical bodies. This is called the second type of filthy state, mental state.
也就是说，你这个身体败坏了以后，你那个心是不是还能够见闻觉知？可不可以？
So, in other words, when your physical body does not function anymore, basically, which is what we call death.When your physical body dies away, are you still able to perceive this phenomenon?
因为这边有没有这个可能要问问西方人了、啊？你们有没有看到说人死了以后，然后又有一个东西可以跟你沟通了？有没有这种经验
？So I would like to ask Western people, have you ever heard, or have you ever experienced that after?People die, there's still something spirit comes out that you can still communicate with.
西方的人就不相信人请举手，或是
If you don't believe there's some sort of spirit comes out of the dead body, please raise your hand.
都是好了，只有一个而已啊。
Oh, there's only one.
啊，没关系，你如果有这种经验的话，可能就比较好啊。那没有的话，这个你就是说，这个我们的心不用透过眼睛、透过耳朵就可以看、可以听的啊。
Of course, it will be better if you have that type of experience or heard of that experience, then it will be easier to understand. But it's okay. My point is, you don't really need your eyes to see, your ears to hear the sound.
就是只要你要透过眼睛看，透过耳朵听，第一个你的看跟听都被限制的啊。
Because as long as you believe you have to see things through your eyes, you can only hear through your ears, then your ability to see and hear are limited by your physical sense organs.
因为就是说你要透过你的眼睛看、听，结果你就跟外面的环境 变成什么对立。
Because when you say you use your eyes to see, use your ears to hear, then you separate yourself from the outside world.
那只要这样的话，那其实就是你是正见啊，你还是什么？还是邪见呢？
So by doing that, even though you say you understand what's the right view in Buddhism, you're still functioning the wrong views.
因为你已经是在那种我们就能守你一直在有能守的状态之下。
Because you're constantly, your mind in a state of subject and object.
那第三个是烦恼轴，烦恼轴就是你的心要透过六层才有感知功能，那叫烦恼轴。
So the third type of filthy state is the state of vexation, we call it.Basically, it means your mind has to interact or perceive the world through six dusts.
那我们一般在讲说人啊，看到人或是自己啊，不外乎都是你透过心啊，然后去看到色相，透过心去感知到声音，透过心去感知到念头。透过心去感知到你的什么，你的身体。
So when we say we perceive ourselves or perceive other people, we are really perceive all the phenomena through our mind. We use eyes to perceive physical forms. We use or the mind through ears to hear the sound.The body or mind, we use our mind to touch the outside world.
但是我们不知道啊，就是我们看到一个色相，你认为是人；听到一个声音，你也认为是人啊。就是包括那个什么 GPS 在讲说 ，please turn around， 我们也说，说哎呀，这个好啰嗦，这个你不会觉得他是人，但是都是如果活生生人在那边讲，你就会你会觉得他啰嗦，其实你是听到声音而已啊。
Right, so, but we never aware that everything is perceived through our mind. We only think, oh, when we see physical form, we will say, oh, that's a person. When we hear that person talking, we say, oh, that is that person talking. It's not just a sound. But actually, when you drive.Your GPS might telling you or turning right, you wouldn't think that sound is a person. You wouldn't get angry with that person. I know already why you're telling me this, but if it's a sound from a person, you probably will get angry with that person.
你有没有经验？就是接到电话以后，你可以肯定对方是人吗？还是声音？
So have you ever had this experience?When you receive the phone call, you're not sure whether it's from a person or maybe it's a machine.
你肯定是听到声音，可是那个声音里面有没有人在里面？
I'm sure you hear the sound from the call, but is there a person in that sound?
有时候是录音嘛，讲了半天你才发觉是什么，就是这个是什么广告的啊，根本就不是对方在对你讲，对不对？可你有没有办法辨别？
So sometimes, eventually find, sometimes you find out it's not a live person talking to you. It could be recording. Have you ever received a call from commercials or advertisement? But you actually couldn't tell whether it's a live person or it's just a recording.
其实就是你听到声音，但你就认为声音是人。
So that is to illustrate, sometimes we actually just hear the sound, but we would quickly associate that to a person and assume, oh, that's a person.
如果有一个人死了十天，那突然间从那个身体发出一个声音，你会不会吓一跳？
If the person has been dead for 10 days, and suddenly there's sound coming out from that body, would you be startled?
你是觉得说他发出声音而来了，你为什么会吓一跳？
Would you say, well, that's just sound? Why are you startled?
不会啊。 我还起来走路，你会不会发现？
So if this is not scary enough, what if that dead person suddenly gets up and start walking, would you be scared?
我们在台湾就发生一个这样的事情啊，在兰屿那边啊，就另外一个小岛啊，台湾外海的一个小岛啊，那个是就是我们的高山族的啊，那他们有一个人好像是死了啦啊，他们啊。而且他晚上就走回家了，其实他没死啊，他可能就是醉了，那大家以为他死了，他就走回家了啊，就村里的人看到他说是鬼鬼鬼，就把他什么把他打死，因为他们认为是鬼啊，其实他是人啊。
So I heard a story happened in an island in Taiwan. So one person probably was very, very drunk or I'm not sure what happened to that person, but everyone believes that person is already dead for a while. Then one day the person just got up, then walked home. And the whole village believed that person was a ghost because everyone believed he was dead already and they beat him to death.
他怎么讲说我是人啊我是鬼啊没有用啊。
Of course, that person kept arguing that, no, I'm not dead, I'm not ghost, I'm a person, I'm alive. But no one listened to him.
所以其实你是看到什么，你看到会动的身体，可是你看不到什么，它背后那一颗什么，可以让身体动的那一颗心，我们一般看不到的。
So this story is to show you that most of the time we can see the physical form that we usually would think that's a person. But, you know, in some unusual circumstances like this one, even though you see the walking physical body, you can see the true mind, you know, behind that body, the true mind that has the ability to make the body walking. So you think it's a ghost.
像我们今天早上，哎，昨天呢，我们有一个菩萨讲，他说，这里不是有个作家吗？什么李什么，李益是吧？然后他说他自杀了。然后我听到了，这是一个声音而已，但是我是就浮出一个什么，我不晓得，我想他大概是女生啊，那我以为是他30岁啊，那我就。浮出一个影像，那他死了。那因为我常常讲这个啊，突然发现说，我怎么把我的一个影像当成人
？So I recently heard the news that a famous Chinese writer committed suicide. I only heard her name, so I assume she's a woman around her 30s. But when I heard that news.My mind immediately gave rise to an image with a 30-something woman. But because I have been practicing, what I'm talking about right now, so I'm very alert and I'm mindful that I give rise to this image and I almost mistake this image as a real person.
你会这样听到，比如说某某一个作家，然后他自杀了。他是很有名的，那你心中会不会浮出一个影像？那会把这个影像当成他，会不会
？So when you hear this piece of news, would you piece of news that a famous Chinese writer commits suicide? Would you immediately give rise to a thought, an image with you know that person, and you probably will take that image, that image in your head as a real person?
然后我就心里就一个有点紧，这种感觉有点紧，然后马上想到说他为什么要自杀？请问我在跟谁对话
？And immediately, I will react to that thought. My body will tighten up, and my mind will react to that first thought and saying, why did she commit suicide?
Now,
So who am I having this dialogue with?
这个是我昨天才看到了，可是之前我听了这样的一个消息以后，那你心里面就浮出感觉，然后想法，那就真的把那个想法当成人。我们都不觉得这个是什么，这是污垢，这是什么？离垢啊，这是垢，我们不晓得。
So when I heard the news, I give rise to this image, and then I immediately reacted to the first thought, give rise to more feelings, sensations, and more thoughts. And the whole process, we don't feel that there's anything wrong with the process. It's so natural to us. But actually, this is what the filthy state we're talking about.
那这一个你把什么？把你心里面所浮出来的想法，把你所看到的像当就是这样有这样的像那当真那就叫烦恼浊
So, you take the image that you appeared in your mind and then, take it as real. Take the, you know, the illusory image as real. That process is what we refer to, the third state of filthy mind.
那如果没有烦恼浊了的时候，你听不到声音，看不到种种的像，然后没有身体的感觉，没有什么味道，没有任何想法。请问，在这种状态之下，你还活着吗
But if we get rid of this filthy state, the vexation filthy state, you won't give rise to the image, you wouldn't give rise to the sound. So what are you still living for?
请问这时候你的心还在不在？
So I want to ask you,at that type of mind state, is your mind still there?
所以我们的心会不会消失？这时候心会不会消失
？So will your true mind disappear at that point？
不会的哦。
No, it won't.
我们平常是抓惯了，以为这些东西消失以后，我的心就消失了。没有，心不会消失，现象会消失，心是不会消失的。
No, your true mind won't disappear. The phenomenon that your mind perceive will disappear, will come and go.But your true mind will still be there. But because we're so used to constantly grasping perceived phenomenon and take them as your the real thing, so once the phenomenon ceases, you will feel strange and you feel as if this is not right.
所以说，如果你的身体败坏了，你心是不会消失的。否则的话，我们不用葬了啊，反正就是变成一个什么一堆物质了啊，你为什么要葬它干嘛？
By the same reason, after you die, when you die, your physical body is not no longer good, but you actually won't turn into that physical body. Otherwise, why do we still need to bury your physical body? You just becomes that type of physical forms.
你们去参加丧礼的时候，会不会觉得说，从就全部消失了，还是有一个精神体跑掉了
？So when you go to funerals, of course, other people's funerals, would you feel that's it? Do you think that's it? There's no nothing will come out of that dead body. That person is just finished.
我有一次去那一个什么。去殡仪馆啊，那进去厕所，就感觉后面好像有人在跟呢，但你看是看不到的，而是毛毛的。
So one time I went to someone's funeral and then I went to the bathroom. I always felt as if someone followed me, but when I turned around, I couldn't see anything, but I can perceive that feeling that someone followed me.
你们这边有没有这种经验？
Has anyone had this sort of experience?
都没有啊。
Nope.
要不找几个来让你体验一下。
Should we grab some type of these sort of things, let you experience it?
这就是心，请问他那一个在跟我那个人心动不动？
So this is what we're talking about, the mind. So I want to ask you, the thing that followed me, is that thing's mind working?
我想那个，因为那个人应该可能想要不要告诉我，可能要求救于我，但是我就是没有那个什么，没有那个什么天眼通或什么通啊，我也没有那个什么他心通，没办法沟通啊。
I guess, the spirit, the thing that followed me to bathroom, probably he was trying to tell me something or ask me for help. But unfortunately, I don't have supernatural ability to perceive him, to communicate with him.
我不太晓得下次在怕，在看到的时候会还会不会再怕，这样不太清楚。
I was a little afraid at that time, but I'm curious whether I will still be afraid if I encounter this sort of thing again.
那这个其实就是你懂这一个，就是五浊，就是什么心跟现象。其实心是什么？就是即使我会害怕，那害怕是不是我？
So this is what we are talking about, the five filthy state of mind, and basically it talks about the relationship between mind and the phenomenon. So when I say I'm afraid at that moment, at someone's funeral, that, you know, the feeling of being afraid, is that sensation, that feeling me? Is it me?
应该这么讲哈，就是你可以发现你在害怕，可是知道害怕的不会害怕。
So we can explain this way. That is, you know you're afraid, but the thing that the mind that perceived of being afraid won't get afraid.
所以下次你害怕的时候，你好像就感觉好像也有这样的东西的时候。那你就问问看，说我现在感觉到害怕，那知道害怕的那一个害不害怕？
So next time when you are afraid or intimidated or scared, you could ask yourself, who perceived the you know the feeling of being afraid or being scared? Who perceived that thought? Who perceived that sensation?
你不一定要看到鬼哈，你可能。比如说你到高像那一个多伦多有一个高塔，你上去以后，然后就有一个玻璃可以往下看，那个大概可能有100公尺，一两百公尺高，那我不敢踏啊。那假如你要踏的时候，你就反问一下，那这个会害怕的，知道害怕的人会不会害怕
？So。Of course, you don't have to encounter ghosts to be able to, experience this. You could simply go to a high tower in Toronto. I heard that there's a glass that you can look out, but because it's so high, most people will get afraid. And at the moment, you could ask yourself, who is being afraid? And the ability to perceive being afraid won't be afraid, right?
所以你这个是一个用这种观念呢、啊，其实是你是可以一直去什么去转化的，或者话，你会一直把你所感知到的现象什么当成你，然后又不断的什么就一直沿着害怕的感觉在产生什么另外一个什么害怕的感觉。
So actually, so by you know by asking yourself that question, you can practice. Otherwise.You will just, you know, give rise to the thought of being afraid and you take it as you and then immediately you will react to the first thought, give rise to the second thought, okay, I'm being afraid, then what's next? Then you will just stuck in that mind, not knowing where you are.
那行印也是一样哦，行印就是你把所有的这个生灭现象当成什么？当成你。
So, when we talk about the, one of the five aggregates, volition, it works the same way. You will take what's rising and perishing, that phenomenon as you.
就像比如说，我们去催眠，有没有？ 去催眠，然后你可能就说哦，过去生是什么什么什么什么什么，甚至你看到说啊，这个以前我欺负的那个人现在是我的什么，我的弟弟或是我的妈妈，对不对？你们会看到这样的吧？那我们在催眠的时候，你心中所产，你所看到这些现象，你会不会把它当成自己或当成别人？
If you go hypnosed, right? Is that right word? Hypnosed, put you to sleep. Hypnotized. Yeah. So if you go hypnotized, when you are hypnotized, then you will see an image of, you know, the self in the past and other people in relationship with you. Would you take that, those images as I, you know, in the past lifetimes, or would you, you know, would you think this is not I?
我们大部分会把那个什么，把你过去曾经留在你记忆里面的，再浮出来这些影像当成你。
So we usually will take those images appeared in our mind, even from the past lifetimes, as I.
你必须要就是说那个东西不是你，看清楚不是你，那这个时候才会从我们叫做什么众生浊，才会众生浊才会不见呢。
So only when you're able to understand that those images you perceive are not you, then you will be able to seize that the filthy state of sentient beings.
其实我们把过去式的影像当成你，不只是这样子，我们现在会不会把昨天前天的影像当成自己？
So in the hypnotized andexample, we will take the image from our past lifetimes as I, but by the same token, we'll take the image that appeared in your mind about what you did yesterday or the day before yesterday. Would you take those images as you?
我会碰到有一些人，他可以什么，可以忆到前世，那他有一些经验浮出来的时候，他就会认为那个是他的前世。
So I have encountered some people who had a little bit supernatural abilities who are able to look into their past lifetimes, but when they are able to perceive their past lifetimes, they would take those images from their past lives as themselves.
其实跟你一样，跟你就是说，你昨天、前天的，或是早上你们从家里面来的这一个什么，这个影像，就当成你是一样的。
Actually, it is the same as the way we will think, what happened to me yesterday or the day before yesterday. When you give rise to the thoughts, give rise to the memory, or what you did this morning, you will give rise to that thoughts. Oh, what I did this morning.That I, you will still give those all images or thoughts as I.
这一些影像如果是你的话，那这些影像消失，那你在哪里？
So if you take those thoughts and images that appeared in your mind about what you did yesterday, what you did this morning as I, as a real thing, then once those thoughts and images are gone, where are you? What are you?
是不是
Is that right?
其实是能认知那个才是你，不是被认知的会生命的现象是你。
So actually, the thing that has the ability to perceive all these images and thoughts are the real you instead of these perishing, rising thoughts and images are you.
那总而言之，就是我们把被认知的现象，会生灭的现象，当成是我，那这个就是浊。
So, in summary, we will take the phenomena that we perceive, the phenomena that rising and perishing at every minute as I, that is a fundamental filthy state, state of mind that we need to clean up.
那如果你第一个懂了这一些了，那当你把这些当成你或是当真的时候，你反问一下，那知道的是谁？能够这样问的话，就在洗什么？就在洗华身。
So if you understand what the fundamental filthy state mind that we need to take care of is, and then whenever you mistaken the phenomenon as a real you, you can immediately ask yourself, who is perceiving this phenomenon?
我知道你一直把你所感知的现象当成你，那不断的就是去感知现象，那把感知现象当成你，然后就是去连接另外一个现象。那我们叫这个叫生死什么流转。
Otherwise, you keep taking the phenomenon that you perceive as you, and you keep reacting to those images, those thoughts, and keeps going on and on and on. That creates a cycle of death and birth.
那佛降世到人间就是什么一手指天一手指地，就是说那个不会生不会死的是什么？才是我。
So, when Shikamuni Buddha was born, he stood up straight and had one hand pointed up and the other hand pointed down, declared that the ability to perceive all phenomenon is a true mind, is me.
那所有的现象都从那个不生不灭的那颗心，它就那一个都从那根生，所以什么天上天下什么唯我独尊。
And because all phenomena are created by this true mind which has the ability to perceive, that's why he declared that I alone am the world honored one.
有些人不知道，以为佛很自大哈，很骄傲哈，其实不是。
Some people don't understand the underlying meanings and would mistaken the Buddha as being very arrogant, but actually it's not.
其实佛就在讲，就是说那一颗不生不灭、无形无相的心或是性，那所有的现象都从这边产生的，那个才是什么真正的我。
So actually, the Buddha was telling us that, you know, the ability to perceive all phenomenon, to create all phenomenon, which is formless, unmoving, that is the true me, that is true mind.
我们希望今天大家听了以后能够什么这个回头过来洗那一个身体啊，洗那个不生不灭的身体啊。
I hope everyone who had heard my talk today will be able to clean up their true mind, that the mind that is unmoving and formless.
如果你忘记了，就反问一下。
And if you get stuck, you can just ask yourself.
比如说你觉得你自己很不行，那你就问说，知道很不行的那个是谁？
For example, if you feel bad one day, and then you can just ask yourself, who perceived that I'm feeling bad? Who is it?
那你想说，我不相信有过去式，有来生，那我就你就问一个，知道没有过去式，不相信过去式，不相信来生，那个是谁？
And if you say to yourself, I don't believe in past lifetimes or future lifetimes, then you can ask yourself, who is perceiving that you said you give rise to the thought of I don't believe past time, believe in past lifetimes and future lifetimes.
这样一问的话，你就知道你刚才在打妄想。
Once you ask, then you will immediately be aware that you're actually just giving to all sorts of thoughts in your mind.
就是不只是连过去式没有，连什么正在想这个也没有。
Actually,this is not only there's no past lifetimes, but there's no such present moment as well when you give rise to the wandering thoughts.
假如你的心不要就是什么，就是去到处取向的话，你就发觉什么都没有，但是什么都什么都有。
If you can stop if your mind can stop grasping all phenomena and take it as I, then you will realize there's really nothing. It's really empty. But at the same time, all phenomena still exist.
就你要发现，只有你的心动来动去而已。
Then you realize, actually, it's just your mind that was attached to this phenomenon and that phenomenon. It's just your mind got moved from this and that.
希望你们听了以后，你们就从这个动来动去的心里面花，去看到，一个从来不动的心。
So, you know, after hearing this talk, hopefully you're able to detect what is a moving phenomenon and what is an unmoving mind, and you're able to tell the difference between the two.
那这叫洗法身啊。
And this is what we called bathing your Dhamma body.
那等一下下去我们要吃饭，你要发觉有一个正在吃饭的身体，但是有一个都不吃的法身。
Now, after this talk, we're going to get lunch right away, and hopefully you can practice and understand there is a physical body that needs food, that is eating, but there's also the Dhamma body that does not eat.
如果是这样的话，就变成是有一个我在吃饭，那叫做有能所，那叫做你在吃饭的时候有烦恼。
Because otherwise, you will be saying,I'm eating, and then you will create vexations because there's I and the rest of the world. But if you just eating is just eating, then you probably will be better.
这样的话，你每一次吃完的话都要练习哈，练习吃到什么，就是话你已经吃完了，但你发现没有人在吃。
So you can practice eating is just eating. There's no one eating, and practice non-duality.
希望这些对你们来讲能够受用啊。
And hopefully my talk is helpful and beneficial to your practice.
如果两三年以后你再受用也很好。
But if you can't understand immediately and in two or three years you feel today's talk is helpful, that's good too.
我们的经验是平均要一年以上才听得懂啊。
So don't feel bad if you don't understand today, because on average, everyone has to come here for a year to be able to understand my talk.
那听懂了以后，接下来要实践，又要一年来两年。
Right. And I'm just referring to the intellectual understanding. After you understand the concept, you're able to practice and really get it. Will probably take another two or three years.
你回家的时候，在洗澡的时候，你记得说我也要洗法身啊。
So when you go home and take a shower, then you should remind yourself not just wash your physical body, but also your Dhamma body.
那要记住就是有洗澡，但是没有洗澡的我啊。
So how to wash your Dhamma body? There's no someone. There's washing, but there's no I.
你要洗到你不知道你在洗澡。
You know, the ultimate goal is you are washing, but you don't know that you are washing.
好，我们有人在跟我比手势的哈。
Okay, I think time is up.
好，阿弥陀佛，祝福各位。
Bless to everyone.